Welcome to the first episode of Pep Talk, stands for Project Excel Podcast. My name is Jeffrey. I am a junior in Huntington High School, and I'm accompanied by Stephen, Michael, Beth, Ariana, Molly, and Allie.
Hi, I'm Ariana Soletti, and I'm from Northport High School, and I am a sophomore.
Stephen Morrow, and I'm from Walt Whitman High School.
Hi, I'm Molly at Huntington High School, and I'm in ninth
grade. Hi, I'm Allie. I'm a junior in Northport High School.
Hey, I'm Michael. I'm a college freshman from NYIT.
Hi, I'm Beth. I'm a junior at Huntington High School.
And today's topic is coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. Recently, we have reached a point where over a million people have been infected with the coronavirus. It started a couple months ago, and a lot of us are experiencing a transition in our lives, especially students where we're now transitioning into distance learning. First of all, I just want to get everyone's opinions. How are you guys reacting to this? How are you guys feeling about this? Do you feel more comfortable this way, less comfortable? Would you rather keep it as distance learning, or do you want to try another form of learning in a classroom setting? Or basically, how are you feeling about distance learning?
I feel more stressed out than just going to normal school.
And why is that, Steve?
It's under so new homework.
How about Allie? What's your opinion?
Oh, no, I have a different opinion. Right now, it's kind of stressful with all the assignments on the online, but at the same time, I kind of hated like the whole routine of high school where we wake up early and then we there for like 7 to 8 hours or more. I kind of didn't like right. that routine. So this is like a little better for me because I can wake up at a reasonable time and
feel comfortable, right? And then
yeah,
work at your own pace for sure. I think it's definitely a pro of, you know, this distance learning. How about Molly? Let's get your opinion.
I feel like unprepared for like future tests because I feel like we're not learning as much and it's like going
right. You know, definitely introducing it. This is I think probably the first time schools have introduced this sort of system. So even teachers, they need to learn. I don't think any amount of training can really prepare them for this situation, as it is a very big divergence from the classroom setting where we've followed that way for years and years. So I understand where you're coming from, Molly. How about Ariana? Let's get your opinion.
I also agree with Stephen that I feel that a lot of my teachers are assigning more homework than we would usually get at school.
Right.
And so that's what's making it more stressful than I feel like school would usually be for me personally. So
actually, a question to both you and Stephen. Do you think that staying at home, working at your own pace, doesn't outweigh that con, you know, that feeling of discomfort because of how many assignments you're getting? You know, staying at home isn't exactly making it any better, right?
Not really.
No.
Okay.
It's
just wondering.
Not the same thing.
It's definitely not the same thing. It's less direct, I think, and less interactive. Although we're both, all of us were all working with our teachers or trying to, but it's definitely not as direct as in a classroom setting because there's different responses. You know, some teachers have limited office hours, et cetera. Some have children. You know, there's a bunch of different situations where teachers can't exactly help out students as much as they would if they devoted their time in a classroom setting. So I completely understand where you guys are coming from.
Also, a lot of the teachers in my school, I think, aren't familiar with Google Classroom. And
right.
That's what like also causes it to be a little difficult for them to present the work to us. So
that's good reasons to why you're feeling that way. So Beth, how are you feeling about distance learning?
I think it's definitely like harder than learning in a classroom. I mean, your teacher isn't there with you, so you have to kind of teach yourself, which is definitely a challenge.
Yeah, like a self-study almost thing, right?
Yeah, it's definitely really different. It's like a big transition from learning in a classroom.
Right. And finally, we're going to get a different element because everyone who just spoke is a high school student. Now we're going to get the opinion of a college student.
I personally feel like, I want to state this real quick as well. One of the benefits for me, since I would imagine almost all colleges allow you to set your own schedule. So one of the pros for me is that, you know, I don't have to wake up as early as you guys and, you know, just settle with my own pace. So that's one. Like all the professors had to change their, form of teaching if they're on campus professors, basically. It just doesn't feel as if they're suitable to teach like online, or as if it was on a website, or we use Blackboard, you guys use Google Classroom. So some professors, I feel, should kind of have a better way of teaching online.
Claire, I mean, we all are aware, you know, the changes that are happening.
Like working hard for 4 years, you know, like keep on schooling and doing clubs and sports and stuff, like, and ceremony to, you know, like celebrate all of the good stuff that we did.
Right, okay.
You know, it's not satisfying at all.
I see. I get that. Of course, a lot of students do try to sway towards classes that are going to help them in their college careers. For example, maybe a biology major or a math major. And we are seeing problems with learning, as we just mentioned earlier. We're not going to be learning as much, maybe not as quickly. We're going to feel a bit more underprepared. Do you think that'll affect your next years? Or maybe if you want to reach that far in your college year, this pandemic, do you think it's a one-year thing? Or is it really a long-term concern for education?
I personally think it is definitely a long-term.
Anybody else have any thoughts?
Like, I'm not really thinking of the future. I'm just thinking about right now and like what's going to happen in a few months. I'm not sure what's going to happen with we get to college or like next year. I'm not really thinking of that because I don't really know what's going to happen. Right.
But of course, a lot of students experience that. They feel that they don't know what's going to happen next year. They don't know what's going to happen. Another question is, what should be closed and what shouldn't be closed?
Definitely things like stores with food and water that people obviously need should definitely stay open. And like doctors, I think, should definitely.
At this point, they don't have a choice. Yeah, for sure. Because I still hear them on the street sometimes, you know. They're still out there working, which, you know, God bless them all. They're working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I know he works at a corporation, which I won't name. Personally, do you think that they should remain open or not?
Any kind of grocery store or store that has like basically the essentials should practically remain open. And there should be at least a way to make it so that, you know, everyone can, you know, keep their distances and whatnot. Like these announcements and stuff every hour, half an hour or so, where, you know, they remind all the customers that, you know, to keep their distance, to make sure you're not coughing on anyone, don't touch everything. Most people aren't there to buy essentials like electronics, fabrics, you know, anything that.
You mean the whole store is still open? The whole store is still open.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So basically,
you think they should be closed down or? Yeah.
Like it practically gives benefit to bigger corporations, I feel, because, you know, there are stores that sell computers, let's say, or any kind of technological thing. They're closed because they're not necessarily essential.
What about this whole concern about toilet paper? Right. Why are people buying toilet paper?
I think that some people are overdoing it just a little bit.
Right.
Just because I've seen like videos, people stocking up
bags of toilet paper.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand people want to be prepared, but
I mean, I've heard a lot of complaints about people who are going into stores buying toilet paper because they need it and not because they're stocking in excess. And does that really present an issue to them? I mean, where do you think they're going to find toilet paper? I was going to ask a question, like, what are alternatives? I mean, but that's a whole different thing.
I feel like, you know, COVID, there's no symptoms of, you know, you having mass diarrhea or anything like that. So I personally feel like buying an immense amount of toilet paper is completely pointless.
Do you think it'll take a long time for everyone to start resuming to normal lives? I mean, you know, economic long-term effects, social long-term effects, and maybe society is, how are we going to treat each other, do you think, as this pandemic slows down?
I think that it was definitely like a lesson for society, and that after this, people are probably going to not take as much things for granted.
Like, yeah, I mean, hopefully, I'm hoping for the same thing.
Obviously, everything just needs a recovery, and it just needs everyone's cooperation.
If, yeah, yeah.
if not everyone's going to be cooperating, then that's just going to cause problems for everyone. You know, can do such a thing.
Yeah,
you know, sure. We could get through with this.
The only power is each other. If we work together, you know, that's how we'll beat this. But
correct.
Being in quarantine, being in lockdown, you know, how are we all coping with this? I mean, how, Stephen, first of all, let me come to you. Are you feeling like you're going crazy? Are you enjoying this time? Are you bonding more with your family? How's everything going, basically?
I am definitely bonding more with my family and my dog.
That's amazing.
Just playing guitar. So
yeah, I mean, I definitely relate with, you know, working in your craft, working in your art. I've definitely needed the time to slow down and think about that. So, I mean, Allie, do you have something that, you know, you needed time to focus on, an art, a craft, or a hobby that you do that do you think this quarantine is helping you build upon that or work on it?
I think that I definitely have more time to read. Like, I personally love to read. And with so much free time from this, I've had so much time to read and, like, just talk to friends and really just hang out with my family. So that's been really nice. Yeah.
That's honestly a lot of what we've been missing out on, is having that time to bond with family and work on what we do and de-stress. That's definitely a big issue in this country. I mean, granted, the situation that we're receiving this time isn't exactly the best, but at least we're receiving those sort of benefits, I'll say, of being able to decompress. And finally, for you, it's read. For me, it's, you know, music, et cetera, a lot of other things.
Yeah.
What about Beth?
I feel like it's definitely given, like, us the time to talk to our family and stuff, because they live, like, in a different state. So we've been, like, Zooming with them, like, 3 times a week. So we see them more than we ever saw them, like.
Yeah, so I'm joining Color Guard this year. So, like, me and my friend FaceTime, and, like, gives me a chance to, like, practice with her because she's already on the team.
We're all seeing this general positive effect on it, disregarding, of course, the paranoia and the outside stresses. You know, inside our homes, we're finally able to do things that we were hoping we would be able to do, and bond with our families and work on our hobbies. And finally, Mike, you know, you're a coding major in NYT. You know, are you able to work on that? You know, do you have any projects that you're working on and you're able to continue forward in them? How's everything going in that aspect?
Well, I do have a small team working on, like, a few projects and whatnot. Since now everyone's, like, bored and not, like, they're unsure as to what they want to do. I usually reach out to my friends who are in that situation, explain to them, you know, I have this group working on, you know, a few projects that, you know, if they're interested, they can join, help us out, outreach and whatnot.
Well, generally, we're able to cope by bonding with our families or doing our hobbies, you know, whatever we find fun and entertaining. We're spending more time doing that, and that's how we're able to stay inside, because the only way we'll beat this is by sticking together, working together, and following what these health officials are saying to us, because they're the ones that know the most. Hopefully, in a few months, weeks, maybe, this will slow down over soon. I would say that's it for our first PEP episode. Thank you all for listening, and stay safe, stay quarantined, and we'll see the end of this very soon. Thank you all for listening.